Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? How is victory playoff Monday? What a great day yesterday. Absolutely incredible. The post-game show, I had a wonderful time. Appreciate all the comments and everything. And you just wake up today and it's just everything's wonderful. Excited to get to work. I know my work's a little bit different than other people's. I understand that. But I was just like, man, I woke up. My dog woke me up at like 2:30 in the morning and I couldn't go back to sleep. The French bulldog, she snores. I was just like, man, I can't sleep right now. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go check and see if film's up. And so I got up, you know, like PJs, whatever, came over into the office, which, you know, it's in my house. And I start searching. I'm just like, man, it's not up yet. I guess I'll go back to bed. But I was like so excited to wake up and break down the film this morning, even at 2:30 in the morning. And kind of had to force myself to go back to sleep. And as I'm laying there and I'm just playing through the game over and over and over and in my head. And I couldn't focus, or like I couldn't stop focusing on what just happened. And like, make no mistake, it is a wild card victory. Like, you're in the final four of the NFC now, final eight NFL teams. But you were the biggest spread, the second biggest spread of the week. The Rams had the biggest spread over Carolina. The 49ers had the second. And if you look forward to the divisional round now, like of the games that are already scheduled, obviously there's one more game to be scheduled. The 49ers are 7.5-point underdogs to Seattle currently on the betting markets. And it's just like, you shrug your shoulders. With this coaching staff, with this quarterback, with the character and grit that the 49ers have available, they're playing with nothing to lose. So you can throw out all those damn betting markets and whatever else. They have no business being where they are now. They had no business winning last week, but somehow they just continue to find a way. Channel the Jeff Goldblum "Life Will Find a Way" meme. Shout out Jurassic Park. Let's go. Thank you, everybody in the chat. Let's effing go. What's up, Zach? How we doing? Notorious GAV, the man. I'm just here to acknowledge Juice is my tribal chief. Notorious is one, just a stud. And I want to say thank you, buddy. I always read your comments with like the Welsh accent in my head, which is nice. He's from across the pond. But our resident, and we have a couple of these. It's not just the Notorious GAV, fullback truthers. But you look at what Kyle Juszczyk has done. Played 28 snaps, but just does all of the dirty work. You know, we already started with the film and breaking down the film and stuff that's up on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon page. Every single offense, defense, special teams play, coach to tape, multiple angles. It's cheaper than going through the NFL. Plus, you get our commentary on every single play from the last four seasons. Go sign up, 7-day free trial right now. But man, Kyle Juszczyk was just unbelievable. And he just has continued to get better throughout this entire year. And we're just a year to 2 years removed from a lot of idiots out there saying like, man, what does Kyle Juszczyk do? Why is he even playing? He's most overplayed. But dude, you don't understand football. Kyle Juszczyk is tasked with the most difficult assignment every single offensive play. He has to block defensive ends. He's got to block linebackers, safeties, defensive tackles at times. He's got to help in pass pro. He has the most motions, and he has to block in space. So it's not just like, oh, I'm lining up 8 inches away from you, and I block the guy in front of me. It's not like that. What Kyle Juszczyk does from a blocking, receiving, rushing, he didn't have any rush attempts, but 4 catches for 49 yards on 4 targets. Kyle Juszczyk is just unbelievable, man. And shoot, I think on his way to a Hall of Fame career, fullback's going to have to wait a while. Stats aren't there. But with all the accolades and the all pros, and man, let's see where he's at right now, because like there's not a lot of fullbacks that make it to the, you know, to the Super Bowl, but probably a little bit more back in the past for sure. 10 Pro Bowls. He's now got, this is his third All-Pro, correct? It is not updated on the site. No, he has two first-team All-Pros and one second-team All-Pro. So three technically, two first-team All-Pros, one second-team All-Pro. Now, the thing that he is missing is he's got to get a Super Bowl ring. Like, that is the thing. But I really hope that he makes it. He's played, he's played 206 career games, Kyle Juszczyk. How great is that? Love all the hashtag CCs, my man JP. Get a party with my man JP here soon. So for anybody going to Seattle, we are going. Booked my flights last night. We are going to be there. Now, still waiting on the schedule. No clue why the NFL hasn't released that yet. It's malpractice, in my opinion. But whatever. We know it's going to be a 49ers Saturday game. Dumb. But we will be hosting an event Friday. At the press box right next to the stadium. If you haven't been there, it is the place for 49ers fans. We'll be there 2 to 6 p.m. And then we'll have our tailgate 3.5 hours before kickoff. Premium, all-inclusive, food, drinks, you name it. We've got servers. We've got beer tubs. We've got full liquor, premium everything. Food's off the charts. And it's indoors. And it's right next to the stadium. That walk from the press box to the stadium, if you haven't done it yet, it's one of the coolest walks like of any stadium, because one, it's a block and a half, so that's nice, but you go through this cool little gauntlet of, you know, Seahawks fans and vendors and whatever else. It's really, really, really cool. So go get your tickets, 49ersrushroadtrip.com. Those are up. We're fully expecting a full house. We're expecting to sell out. So if you know anybody that's a 49ers fan that's going, come party with us the day before and come party with us at the tailgate. Kids, always free, always free, always free. And on top of that, man, I don't think I loaded my graphic here. Let's see if I can make this work as we're on here. Sorry about this. I totally failed right here. We have our Zoom hangout tomorrow. Playoff edition. We don't have a lot of time to prep for these, but we usually do one Zoom hangout every month of the year. We've been doing this for about 3.5 years now, but in the playoffs, we try to do every other week. So we're going to have our Zoom hangout tomorrow. I've already posted the details on Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. It's going to be at 5 p.m. I got some stuff with the kiddo, so I had to bump it up a little bit, so I apologize about that. But tomorrow, so come join us for the Zoom hangout tomorrow, 5 p.m. Details have already been posted. And again, if you haven't signed up, we got a 7-day free trial. So go sign up. And if you're like, well, I kind of already signed up. I used the free trial. Didn't really work out. Went for me and I canceled. Go sign up on the other platform. I'm telling you how to take money from me. I don't even care. We don't do this for money. I want involvement. I want community. I want you. So if you did your 7-day free trial on Patreon, go over to the 49ers Rush. Sign up over there. It is a track, the 7-day free trial. Sign up there. Come watch the breakdowns. Come to the Zoom hangout. And you can cancel afterwards. I ain't going to tell nobody. I'm the boss. So there's nobody really to tell. But yeah, so come party with us. That is tomorrow. Love all the hashtag CCCs. What's up, Tim Ford? We got Bobo in the chat. Darren, my man, all the way from Hawaii. I love it. 808, you are the freaking man. Sean, we got everybody in the chat. This is when the Niners do what the Niners just did, it is very easy to get excited and pumped up and just be here. You're the faithful. And a lot of people weren't necessarily the faithful last week. Were the 49ers expected to win? No. And even it felt that way in the game. Like, there were so many times in the second quarter where the 49ers were down like 3 points, and it was just like, it felt like they were down double digits. It just, you know, that Kittle injury just kind of, it really, really hurt. But it's where it is. What's up, Ben? Appreciate you. Cal Addict. I love it. I let my faith slip, honestly, and the Niners beat me back into place. You're not the only one. You are not the only one. And I've gotten a lot of emails and DMs in the past, 12 hours, I guess, of people just saying exactly that. And does that mean, all right, the 49ers are destined to win it all? And because this, I don't really buy into that either. But then I look at it and I'm just like, man, that mighty momentum. And again, the title of today's show, 49ers playing with nothing to lose. You're almost impervious to pain at this point. There is nothing that can bring this team down. I mean, shoot, you have multiple Hall of Famers on IR from this roster. You got wide receivers not even showing up. You got wide receivers having multiple injuries. I think they played like five games. Like, you're stacking injuries. Your linebackers are guys that were literally not on NFL teams a month ago. Doesn't matter. You got Kyle Shanahan. You got Brock Purdy. You got Christian McCaffrey finding just ways to win. And so, yeah, you are not the only one, Cal. It was a great win yesterday, 100%. Right here, Mason, is it just me or is Salah starting to trust C.J. West more and it's paying off? C.J. West has been on this steady incline for about seven straight games now and just continues to play good ball. He played 29 snaps yesterday. Now, I've seen some people get upset about the defensive tackle rotation. Robert Saleh is a big, don't mess with it if it's kind of working. And so, yeah, you got Kalia Davis and Jordan Elliott are your starters. Obviously, they're not the two best defensive tackles. They're the two vets. The two best defensive tackles, it's Alfred Collins and it's C.J. West. And I don't think anybody disagrees with that. I don't think the 49ers coaching staff disagrees with that. But then you look at just the snap count allotment, right? So, yeah, like I know a lot of times people care about starts and whatever else. But then you look at the snaps, okay? Alfred Collins, 31 snaps. C.J. West, 29 snaps. Jordan Elliott, 29 snaps. Kalia Davis, 27 snaps. Those guys are like as equal as can be. And you look at the motor of the young pups, which is real. Alfred Collins has the greatest motor on the team, even though he's the biggest guy on the team. He is the guy, like he has led the defensive tackle room in snaps more often than not the past few months. But yeah, C.J. West, his injuries, I think one of probably things I think people don't understand is like, okay, the injury happens, then you're back playing. Veterans can come back from injuries and still play at the level that they've experienced in the way that they have played in the past. That's a normal thing. Rookies cannot do that. Rookies and young players coming off of injuries might be healthy enough to play. It takes a while for them to get to where they need to be. The regular season is wrapped and the NBA playoffs are finally here. There's no better way to cash in on the high-flying hoops action than Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. Every bucket, every dime, every win means more when you're playing Prize Picks. So don't pass up your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. And they have Do It Live 2026 NBA Final Sweepstakes, where you pick live squares during NBA playoffs and you could win a trip for two to the NBA Finals. To enter, you make a $5 lineup with at least one live NBA player pick. During any of the 2026 NBA playoffs, live player picks are picks made after the game is already in progress. And if you've never played Prize Picks before, you just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections. It's that easy. You get them right, you win. It's one of the easiest apps to use. So download the Prize Picks app today. Use code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers. To get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, a preferred partner of the NBA. You might have heard the phrase, dirty hands, clean money. It's a blue-collar saying that has been around forever. The idea that hard, honest work is how you earn a good life and everything in it. Troll Co., it's a clothing brand built around that. Started by two guys out in the oil patch who worked hard their whole lives and could not find anything that represented people like them. So they made it. Workwear, tees, hoodies, hats. And here is what I keep thinking about. The faithful rep red and gold with real conviction. Not because it's easy, but because it means something. We are the best fan base in sports. That is the exact same energy Troll Co. runs on. You wear it because of what it stands for. And I was raised from blue collar work. My father ran a construction crew his entire life. My oldest son works in the oil fields in Texas. My youngest son, he's going to become a firefighter. Like, this is who we are. And so when you think about what you sacrifice most, people don't see. But you go to trollco.com/rush. That's TROLLCO.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. Go check them out. Amazing company, amazing people, amazing product. Wonderful thing to support. Again, that's trollco.com/rush and use code RUSH25 for 25% off your first order. CJ West was all world through training camp. Holy cow. Dude could have been a first round pick. That's how good he was. Got injured. Kind of got bumped. Came back. Not great. Not anchoring versus double teams. Not getting the push in the pocket. Just whatever that secret sauce was gone. But then it just starts to build. And again, nobody's playing better than CJ West. Alfred Collins is playing pretty damn good. But like, those two guys have just been this slow, like freaking, just a slow burn of getting better and better and better and better. And I freaking love it. Appreciate you, Logan. You're awesome. But you had the Niners to lose, though. I did not. I picked us to win 23-22. I just released the short on YouTube. If you want to go watch it again, just the clip of my score prediction. And so I said 23-22. It'd be weird as hell. Shout out to Ant for 40 hours comeback. He said 23-20. And so that dude, it was 23-19 was the final score, obviously. But no, I picked the 49ers win. What's up, Shane? My man, I just texted you. My guy. Maria, I love it. Victory Monday. Look at all those doubters. Welcome back. You know what I mean? Like, don't be one of the ones that's like, oh, well, you doubted. No. Don't gatekeep. I'm really, really big on that, on almost everything. Like, let them back in. There's faithful. We all go through it. And if you follow me on Twitter, whenever I'm live tweeting, yeah, you recognize sometimes it's you kind of feel those things and it's like, ah, but yeah, no, welcome. Everybody goes on their journey. And you know, I learned that lesson from a young age. My dad, he had season tickets to the Braves. Like, he would split it like four ways with a bunch of his workers. That he worked with, his coworkers. And so, like, we went to so many Braves games growing up, like a diehard Braves fan in the 90s. It was awesome. I spent summers with my dad out there and it was great. But like, that dude was the worst fan ever. So I'm kind of this toxic positivity by default because I saw my dad get kicked out of so many games for getting drunk and yelling F you Chipper Joe, like that stuff. And so if you're a fan at any point, you're welcome. And if you're an Eagles fan, man, fuck you. I don't know what to say. I have no respect for you. Right here, Shade, CCF Philly. Yes, 100%. How great is it? The 49ers have ended the Eagles season in 2 out of 3 years. Now, obviously, that year in between, they won the Super Bowl. Take that for what it is. But 2023, you go out there, destroy them. Nick Bosa says, we gave the league the blueprint. He said it in the post game. Everybody followed it. They fell off the cliff. And then this year, you literally sent them home at their home. Oh, I freaking love it. I hate Philly. I hate Philly. I hate Philly's fans. I hate the city. I actually kind of like the city when it's warm. But, dude, I hate their coach. I hate that fat dude on the sidelines, which if I call you fat, that should tell you something. Like, I hate that, so much hate. And that's what this playoffs is all about. It's the 49ers hate tour. And I know some people hate that word, the word hate. But, man, you just beat Philly at home. Now you get to go play Seattle Seahawks at their home. And then if you win that, you get to play probably the Rams at their home, maybe the Bears. Obviously, nobody really hates the Bears. They've been irrelevant for decades. But, like, dude, I want the all-hate tour. I want it all. And step one, crossed off. Eagles, enjoy Cancun. Wherever the hell you're going to go, don't care. Love it. Guess what? Next up, Seattle. Let's go, baby. You on my hate rankings, Seattle's number 2. It goes Cowboys. They're already at home. They're never. We're past the wild card round. Cowboys are irrelevant for 30 plus years. Seattle's number 2. I hate Seattle the second most of any team. Rams number 3. Like, let's just freaking keep crossing them off, crossing them off. So Eagles 4, you got Seahawks 2, Rams 3. Just go get them, man. Just go get them. Howdy. Any day the Niners beat the Eagles is an amazing day. It is awesome. It is awesome. House of anything. Kittle's going to miss next year, and that sucks. I don't know about next year. You look at 9 months, right? Here we are, January. You're talking maybe late September, October, whatever else. He's older. Achilles skill positions always come with separate issues. He's definitely going to be on the pup and not count against the roster spot. You know, that's a killer for sure, for sure. But I do think that he will play next year. I'm way more confident talking about Kittle playing this year than I was, you know, jumping the DeLorean, talking about dumbass Brandon Ayuk. Way more confident there, but still, it's there. I do think Kittle will play next year, and we'll deal with that in the offseason, go through all that stuff. Achilles issues are getting better. Surgeries are getting better. Rehab is getting better. That's a big deal. What's up, Colin? Appreciate you, man. The one glaring deficiency is Lenore. He has been getting beat on back-to-back-to-back weeks now. Not playing great. He had the worst first quarter. The Eagles' entire offensive game plan was go right at number two. And the 49ers traveled Deemo to stick him on A.J. Brown pretty much the entire game. It worked later in the game. And Deemo made some positive plays later in the game. He had the worst first quarter ever. Gave up that amazing, like, stupid-ass run where he just literally left his responsibility for 40-yard-plus whatever. Five catches in the first quarter were all on him. But after that, calmed down, played some good ball, didn't give up yards after the catch. Like, did his job. I'm not a Deemo guy. I'm really, really not. Yeah, like, I think that is established. Like, I wanted him to become a captain and kind of voice of the defense with everybody out. He has not done that. He has not done that. He's a very good corner. He's the 49ers' best defensive back. Hands, actually, Upton Stout. Actually. Upton Stout's the best. I think he's already there. Like, that's crazy. Big players show up in big-time games, right? Upton shows up, man. That dude, you can't miss. Ooh, I don't know about that. Deemo's the best, but Upton knocking on that door. And Upton is that dude that is captain, is that guy that has leadership, is that guy that is vocal, is that guy that picks up. That ain't Deemo's thing. Deemo's about Deemo. I'm just going to be very, very honest. If you don't know that, you pay attention to a couple of plays where he gave up touchdowns this year, immediately turned and threw players under the bus with his body language and everything. Doesn't take responsibility. Like, it's just not Deemo. And that's okay. Not everybody is that. Deemo is awesome, and I hope he stays with the Niners for a very long time. I just wanted him to elevate to captain material, being voted a captain. I'm not going to be I don't know. Anyway, yeah. Yeah, I know I'm going to upset some people about that. We got some super chats. Let's get I skipped those on accident. I apologize. My bad. It's a whole different tab, and so that's my bad. We're going to get to them all. And I just want to be here and be in this moment. And so I'm very thankful to all of you, whether you're here for live, you're listening to an audio podcast, you're watching on YouTube later, social media, don't care. The whole point of the 49ers rush was create a community, make people's fan experience better. If we can't enjoy this right now, what the hell are we doing here? This is what, like, this is why we are fans. You have no business winning that game. You have no business being in the divisional round of the playoffs. None. None. Most dead cap in the NFL. Most injured players in the NFL. You have no business. But guess what? You just keep pushing your chips in. Let it roll, baby. Let it roll. When you're going against somebody that has nothing to lose, it's kind of overwhelming. It's just like, so? like, what are you going to do? Hit me again? What are we going to do? Have another injury? We're going to come from behind again? Is that what we got to do? Because that's all Brock Purdy does, by the way. You look at Brock Purdy's last four playoff games. Last four. Green Bay, fourth quarter comeback for the win. Detroit Lions, fourth quarter comeback for the win. Super Bowl, three fourth quarter overtime comebacks where he walked on the field trailing or tied, walked off the field with the lead, defense couldn't do it. Now, fourth quarter comeback win against the Eagles. Like, come on. Like, you say whatever you want about Brock Purdy. It's not like he had, I would say, probably one of his best games. I understand the turnovers and whatever else. But, like, dude, when the moment was the biggest, Brock was the best. Like, that is what you want. So, you're playing against this 49ers team. And you're just like, dude, these dudes won't die. They won't die. They won't. Now, if you're Seattle, you're like, oh, we just beat them. All right. We going to have all those major mistakes again? Are the 49ers going to have the ball hit them in the face again with both hands, Ytir Gross-Matos, and not get it? Is the ball going to hit Christian McCaffrey in the hands again and him hand the ball to them for an interception again? Is that going to happen again? Are we going to have all those penalties? Is that going to happen again? We might be more injured now than we were then. But, like, dude, imagine the mentality that you have to go play this team and be like, dude, these motherfuckers won't quit. They won't quit. They won't quit. And they're like, yeah, Seattle's coming off a bye week. Awesome. They earned it. It's their home thing. Guess what? Brock Purdy has never lost at Seattle. I've been there for every freaking one. He's never lost there. He's never lost there. I don't expect him to stop now. Oh, let's go. Dale, appreciate the super chat, my friend. Juice is cheap for what we get out of him. Oh, my gosh. He changes everything. He can do everything. He's the backup punter. He's the backup holder. He's the backup punt return guy. Actually, I think he's pretty far down on the list. But, yeah, he could do everything. Trey Hall, my man. Appreciate the super chat. Wife kid coming in Friday with me. Oh, I love it. Waiting on payday for the tickets. The game tickets are expensive. I will be waiting, but you're not keeping me out of there. If I got to get a job working at Lumen Field, you'll see John Chapman running around with a tub of beers up and down the stairs telling people, leave me the hell alone so I can watch the game. Fire me after this. I'm going to be there. I got my rest. I was sick. I couldn't make it to Philly. Shout out to everybody that did make it out there. It was really cool seeing that. But Trey, can't wait to be with you, man, and the kiddos. That's going to be awesome. Kimbro, the stud. Thanks for the super chat. He says, here in Philly, speaking of people that went out there, love how the fans want to fire Sirianni. He is a clown and get rid of AJ. I would take AJ, but he doesn't fit our culture. AJ Brown is by far one of the top five most talented wide receivers in the NFL. Now, he's represented by the same agent that represents Debo. I already got some bad blood there. But, dude, you need an X in the worst possible way. There is nobody that is going to be better in the X, you know, wide receiver market than A.J. Brown. None of them. Yeah, he's got his quirks and whatever else. But I don't know, man. If the 49ers had a chance to get A.J. Brown, he would love coming here. Because he'd finally get to play with a quarterback that is an actual quarterback. But Jalen Hurts is good at a lot of things. But, yeah, anyway. And we don't have Sirianni. Like, come on, man. Like, I would be very happy with A.J. Brown to finally get an X. I know, obviously, he had Ayuk, but he quit on everybody. Gosh, man. But, hey, Kimbro, thank you for getting out there, having a good time. And they should fire Sirianni. What does he do? How are you going to have a coach that gives you no advantage? And now you have clear proof. He is only as good as his coordinators. That's it. He's not even great at game management. I don't know what else to tell you. Like, he can't keep his players calm. He can't stay calm. Big Dom's out there, you know, checking him into daycare every other day. Nah, dude. Like, I don't get it. And Eagles fans, they're harsh and whatever, and I hope all bad things happen to them. But, yeah, I don't know. I hope Sirianni stays because he limits them. He really, really does. But thank you for getting out there, though, man. Silent. Thanks for the super chat. Rook, Stout, West, and Siegel killed it. Dude, can we talk about Marquis Siegel? Are we allowed to talk about number 36, who was one of my favorite rookies ever? And I was like, dude, just stick with it. Stick with it. He was so close. He was so close. Like, all those passes being completed on him, teams went after him early, just like they did Upton Stout. The only difference was the 49ers gave Stout the benefit of the doubt and let him play it out. And they, you know, Kyle Shanahan got really pissed at Siegel, called him out from the press conference, said you can't get beat single high safety on that play. And he's right. And then you replaced him with number 27, who continued to get beat on that exact same coverage time and time and time and time again. Marquis Siegel is a better player already than number 27. But he has more upside, and he's more consistent. Is he as good in coverage as number 27? He is not. Not now, but he ain't much worse. Mentally, he's way better. Consistently, he's way better. He's faster. Dude, I love Marquis Siegel. And shoot, you look at it, the two highest rated defenders, Jair Brown had the highest grade, 78.9. He played 31 snaps. Marquis Siegel played 40, had a 73.1. Those are the two highest graded players. And, you know, Marquis Siegel gave up one catch on one target for 8 yards. Did have a penalty. But, man, 6 tackles, no missed tackles. Like, that dude made so many plays when you needed him in the run game, in the pass game. Like, Marquis Siegel is him. There is no – and, you know, Kyle Shanahan had talked about the injury of Jair Brown at the press conference, post-game press conference, where he said, look, his hamstring wouldn't let him go. Doubt that he goes on a short week. I don't care if he can go on a short week. You cannot pull Marquis Siegel out. You can't. You can't pour Garrett Wallow out. You got better line. And I said this so many times. Eric Kendricks and Garrett Wallow are better and more consistent than Tatum Bethune and Dee Winters. I said it over and over again. I got flack for it everywhere on social media. How are you going to say that? Blah, blah, blah. Am I wrong? am I wrong? You cannot. And this is my fear, is that Robert Saleh or whoever the position coach in charge of this decision is going to say, you know what, Dee Winters, let's put him back out there. You know what, Jair Brown, let's put him back out there. And that would be the biggest mistake. It would be the big, and I'm not saying Garrett Wallow and Marquis Siegel aren't going to have mistakes. They are. But the upside and the consistency is better. The eyes, the recognition is better. The scheme fit is better. Like, I don't like dumb football players. I don't like soft football players. Dee Winters, sorry, not a smart football player. That's a nice way I could put it. He's just not smart. He can't recognize, which at a linebacker, that's your number one trait. He can't diagnose. He's always in the wrong place. And then you look at Marquis Siegel, like, or 27, I don't want soft football players. Now, 27 has this ability to hit a button that allows him to be physical at different points in the game. That button only works for about 10 plays a game. The other times, he's shy of contact, closes his eyes whenever he tries to tackle somebody, and just throws a shoulder. You've never seen that once with Marquis Siegel, ever. I don't like dumb, and I don't like soft. Sorry, I don't. And so whenever you see backups come in that are not dumb and not soft, I will take less talent if they fit what we do and who we are over talented guys like look like Tarzan, play like Jane. Like, or that's, you hear it all the time in the coaching community. Like, man, you see this, you know, player come out, and it's like, hell yeah, that is the definition of what you want a defensive end to look like, or whatever position. Like, this is it. This is it. And you go through, you know, training camp and walkthrough, and you're doing all this stuff and board work and weight room and running. And then it's pads time. You put those pads on, and that dude that looks like the perfect specimen of that play, it's football. And when those pads start thumping, yeah, he might have been 6'3", plays like he's 5'10". It just doesn't work. That's 27. I don't care how fast you are and you run a 4.4 as a linebacker. If you watch your key hit the flats and your feet are stuck in the freaking turf and you just watch them and then like, oh, I guess I should run out there. Come on, man. I don't care if you run a 4.4 if your feet aren't moving. It doesn't work. So Silent, I'm with you, man. Rook, Stout, West, Siegel, they killed it. Dude, and again, Stout might be the best defensive back we got, like, in the conversation already, Dude played 52 out of 73 snaps. I think that's the most. Let me see here. Has he? No, he played 56 in New Orleans, 53 against the Giants, 48 against Indianapolis, 52. And shoot, the last two. So he played 17 snaps versus Chicago. He played 27 snaps versus Seattle, 52 snaps this game right here against the Eagles. And just answered. Just answered. Just answered. Just kept doing his damn job. Oh, freaking love that dude. Now, it's funny. I kept saying all week, like, dude, we're not doing a big betting week. We're not doing a big. We only put six bets up this week, which I hope you bet because we went 6 for 6. We hit the freaking gold mine. We hit our parlay, three-game parlay. We hit our teaser. We hit our second teaser. We hit 49ers cover in the first quarter, 49ers first downs. Like, we hit 49ers alternative. Like, we just hit. So, we're up big. I've added a zero to my betting bank account over here. If you haven't been with us yet, we post them every week. And again, we got a 7-day free trial right now. So, MyBookie's the place to do it. Everybody's betting the NFL in full do or die mode. College football down to the last teams, and the Super Bowl is just right around the corner. If there was ever a time to get involved in the game, it's now. And MyBookie makes it stupid easy to play. One account, one wallet, bet the spread, live bet the second half, hit the casino during the commercials. It's all in one place, and you've got the power. Go to mybookie.ag now and use promo code 49ers, 49ERS, and you get your first bet covered up to $500. If it doesn't hit, use your bet back bonus token, run it back. Don't just watch the playoffs, make them pay. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, and I mean anywhere, Texas, California, no matter where you are, only at MyBookie. All right, let's get some more of these super chats. Kimbro in the house again. Appreciate you, brother. All the talking heads are talking about the Bears, Packers. I love being overlooked. We got the sauce. I'm going to plug that one in. It doesn't matter. Like, it's not sexy. And whenever, like, okay, whenever I'm doing my scouting reports or whatever, and I'm watching tape and I pull up the analytics and I'm looking at the roster and you start to, like, okay, where are the names, whatever. How do you get intimidated or worried when you're breaking down the film? Imagine being Seattle Seahawks or the Eagles, and they're like, hey, who is that? Who's 81? Who is 81? Oh, that's Malik Turner. He's going to be playing wide receiver for the 49ers. Okay, all right, cool. Who's 9? Oh, that's Sky Moore. He's playing wide receiver for the 49ers. Okay, what about 84? What about 88? Who's 89? Like, it's like the no-name offense, skill position players. And then you look at the defensive side, and they're just like, wasn't that dude, like, bagging my groceries a week ago? It's just, there's not a lot of fire star power, which is crazy with the 49ers, because you have Hall of Famers on the roster. And, yeah, Christian McCaffrey is there. Brock Purdy is there. Trent Williams is there. But, like, it's just different. And so, like, you're looking at this game plan, and you're looking at the roster, and you're just like, nah. And so if you're the Seattle Seahawks, you're like, okay, we play these guys twice already. We just beat them 2 weeks ago. We know who they are. You're playing against different guys. You're playing against different players on offense and defense. Let's just be very honest. And is that a good or a bad thing? It's both. You think you know the tendencies? Maybe not. Because you don't know who's going to be our wide receiver any week. You never know. Lyle, appreciate you, man. Thank you for the super chat. John can't wait to play the Seahawks. If you watch Kyle, he said he's ready because he knows how to play them differently this time. You just wait, go Niners. You saw the evil kind of smirk of Kyle Shanahan. You saw it. He's like, yeah, we played them, you know, a couple weeks ago, and I think we know how to play them. We're going to play better. Like, oh. Let's talk about Kyle Shanahan for a minute. One, anybody that hints at firing Kyle Shanahan, or he should be fired or whatever, like, you're done. You're done. Like, you're an idiot. You were an idiot. It's okay. We love you. We love you. You're still welcome, but you're an idiot. Learn from your mistakes and then move on. And one of my biggest Kyle Shanahan things I've always said is he understands how to win in the playoffs. The dude now has 9 playoff wins. Listen to this list. Kyle Shanahan has now passed Mike Shanahan in career playoff wins. He's passed his dad, Hall of Fame coach. Hall of Fame coach. He's passed him. Kyle Shanahan is now tied. Listen to these names. This is stupid. Kyle Shanahan has the same playoff wins as John Madden, Tony Dungy, Paul Brown, Jimmy Johnson, and Vince Lombardi. That is ridiculous. Kyle Shanahan is now responsible for 37% of the all-time 49ers road playoff wins in franchise history. Over a third. You're talking Seifert. You're talking Walsh. You're talking Harbaugh. Great coaches. Amazing coaches. He's over a third responsible for road playoff wins. Now, somebody watching this or listening to this is just, they're just like fuming. No rings. No rings. Got to win the chip. Got to win the Super Bowl. Doesn't count. Ugh. To that I say, you also are an idiot. I'm sorry. And I'm not the guy to go after people most times. You can't win a ring if you don't have playoff wins. The only way that you can get there is by winning games in the playoffs so that you can get there. Does he have a Super Bowl yet? No. He does not. But you mean to tell me, with Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan, with what they have done in the playoffs, again, 4 come from behind victories. 3, the Super Bowl don't count, but they did it 3 times there. You've got to bet on this team in the future. Maybe not this year. Yeah, I'm not betting against them. Maybe not this year. Maybe it is too much to overcome and win 3 more games. Like, I get that. I get that. I get that. But you need to tell me you've got a 26-year-old Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan locked up for the future. Those two guys are going to find a way to get it done. If they're doing it with Jake Tonjes and Malik Turner and DeMarcus Robinson and Kendrick Bourne, why the hell can't they do it once they finally get some talent that can stay healthy out there? Ah, man. Dude, come on. Come on. Like, am I crazy? I'm going to pause. We're going to get to more super chats, and I really appreciate the generosity. I'm way behind in the chat. There's no way I'm catching up today. And if I called you an idiot, just know I love you. I'm an idiot too, and whatever else. But, like, come on, man. We're wrong here. Let's see here. I'm just checking the most recent whatever just to see. I want to stay on this Kyle conversation for a minute. Jacob, if you hate Kyle or want Kyle fired, that tells me you have not watched 49ers football for that long. I think that's key. I think that is key. And there's nothing wrong with that, right? So, like, if you're a new fan or whatever else and you're not used to what happens across the NFL, like, you got to realize, like, guys like John Harbaugh getting fired, he's a Super Bowl winning coach. Nick Sirianni's on the hot seat. He's a Super Bowl winning coach. Like, the NFL is rough. Kyle Shanahan has, dude, NFL circles see Kyle Shanahan as the best coach in the NFL. He's definitely top 3 in every single. You could ask any coach in the NFL, who are the best head coaches? Kyle Shanahan's top 3 on all of their lists. All of them. All of them. Argue with a wall. I don't know what to say. You got agreed in Kyle, we trust. You got to be there. You've got to be there. You've got to. Yeah, put some respect on the defense. I'll get there, Ty. I'll get there. And the defense, you know, and I think that this will tie into the Robert Saleh conversation, because as every single day goes on in these performances, why would you not hire Robert Saleh as a head coach? And I didn't think that the 49ers were in jeopardy of losing him. But I sure as hell am now. Like, if I'm the Ravens, he's at the top of my list, and I'm saying, dude, you're hiring Mike McDaniel as our offensive coordinator, and then we're moving forward. But now Mike McDaniel's getting, you know, freaking head coaching interviews. So I don't know. Like, I don't understand how you move forward in this NFL situation and not have Robert Saleh up very high on the list. And the problem with that is there's a couple spots where it's like, man, got a quarterback, got a quality owner. Let's see what happens. I really hope the Packers keep LaFleur, and it seems like that's a reality, because if both the Ravens and Packers come open, Saleh is gone. Like, it's done. It's done. Jacob, criticism is fair. Always. Always. There's lots of negatives. But, yeah, we aren't doing better than Kyle. I hope we have Kyle for many more years. I'm with you completely. Remember, guys, Kyle Shanahan never came from behind until Brock Purdy came in. And now he's done it 4 playoff games in a row. Yeah, put some respect on his name. I love it. I love it. Kyle didn't have a win trailing in the fourth quarter. Brock's a stud. You got to find your parent. Andy Reid never had a Super Bowl until he had the best quarterback in the NFL ever. It took him 18 seasons. Ever. Only thing for me is it seems Kyle gets tunnel vision on game planning when he has his superstars. That does happen some. There are negatives. There's negatives to McVay. There's negatives to everybody. Yeah, it's there. It is there. Let's see here. I think we're, man. Yeah, right here. Yeah, Erdem. Oh, man, my guy. All the way out from Istanbul. Appreciate you, brother. I've been watching games since 93, and this is the first time in the last 3 decades this team looks like the Montana Young team. Kyle is a genius. Yes. Yes. Campstead, my man. My wall just looks back with a stare when I talk to it. Yeah, and sorry, Campstead. You lost the bet on the rookie Jordan Watkins getting snaps. I took no, and I wanted to be wrong, but I was right. I hate whenever I'm right. Yeah, Kyle's being held as coach of the year. He would be my vote. Kyle the Wizard. Good, 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 good. Hey, Sin, what's up? I love it. I think we're good. So we've got those. Now, I want to talk about Robert Saleh being gone. We've got more Super Chats. We got a lot. We're going to be in Seattle this week, guys. You got to come party with us. Go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com or TickPick. If you haven't been to one of our events, man, this is what they're like. 49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its 6th year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get an autograph. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. All right, Super Chat. What's up, Review? Appreciate you. Thanks for the Super Chat. John, love the show. You think they're going to sign Darrell Taylor after being released by the Texans? At this point, I'd rather have him over Gross Matos. I like that. Like, you need help at the defensive end room. Now, everybody's kind of somewhat healthy right now. Like, you know, YGM's playing, Sam O, he's playing, Huff is playing. Like, your defensive ends, which is, you know, you say that whenever Bosa's done and, you know, Mikael Williams is done, whatever else. But, yeah, Keon White's been struggling, but, dude, might have saved the entire game. Back to Ty talking about the defense. Whenever he got that sack for 1 yard loss, Jalen Hurts, it's in the fourth quarter, that final drive. He could have ran for 20 yards. He could have ran for 20 yards. Keon White trips him up barely. Does just enough. So, yeah, I wouldn't mind bringing him on the practice squad. That's kind of the way everything's would happen now. Bring him on the practice squad. See how it goes. See if he can work into the rotation. But, yeah, I mean, he was with Seattle. Like, is he going to go back to Seattle? They have everybody on their defensive line. So, definitely a little different situation. But I would like to bring him in for sure. Houston did him a solid and kind of released him so that he could go play and help a team, and somebody's going to pick him up. Niners Nation, appreciate you guys. You are the best. Classless Eagles fans mocking Kittle with goodbye song as he's carted off. Made me think of the Seahawks popcorn on Bowman. Disgusting. Yeah, I mean, the Eagles, they have no pride. They have no... Yeah, they're what they are. And a lot of Eagles fans were respectful. And, like, you know, I was breaking down the film today, and we're doing the coaching tape, and you see one of the Eagles players, as soon as Kittle went down, like, come get him, because it was on the Eagles sideline, right? They're like, come, go, 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 hurry, hurry, hurry. So, like, not all Eagles fans did it horribly. Some did. But if you are ever at a game and you see a dumbass 49ers fan, which there are some, let's just be very honest, you check their ass. You check them. Hey, we don't do that. We're not that fan base. We don't do that. Like, that's your responsibility as a faithful, because we're not like them. We're not like them. You see somebody throwing something at a player, or, you know, cussing them out or whatever, or hassling opposing fans. Hey, we don't do that, man. We don't do that. Everything all right? We don't do that here. Like, that's not who we are. So, like, you have a responsibility. I'm not saying getting a fight or anything like that. And, you know, if they come back with hostility, man, you just go talk to the usher. You say, all right, cool. Turn around. You go talk to the usher and say, hey, man, like, get those people the hell out of here. Like, we are not that. Kids are there. I bring my children there. Like, get that shit out of the game. There's no place for that. And that's why I won't go back to that stupid-ass city with those stupid-ass fans. I just won't do it. Aaron M., what's up, man? Appreciate you. So kind. Thank you so much for the super chat. Remember I told you after the Seattle game that the 49ers like doing it the hard way. That's right, man. With Kittle gone, it's even harder now. So book your Super Bowl tickets. Love from Istanbul. Dude, how cool is that, man? Faithful from afar. I cannot imagine what it's like nowadays with YouTube and everything, getting content. But, man, being in Istanbul, trying to get Niners content now with the internet, awesome. But, yeah, I know Air Dem's been a fan like since 1993. Dude, you stud, man. And, yeah, hard way. It's just, it's going to go. It's what it is. Brian, thanks for the super chat. How do we attack Seattle? They will cover with safeties, press with eight to stop the run. Plus, they got us twice in 3 weeks. You have to stretch the field. You have to stretch the field vertically. When Ricky Pearsall was announced out of that game, I was just like, damn. And Trent's a big deal, obviously. But against that defense, Pearsall is a big deal. And I'm not saying he's a bigger deal than Trent, but, like, you've got to have a vertical stretcher. Otherwise, they're just teeing off. And, you know, going through the defensive film of that Week 18 game, dude, they're just playing man coverage against everybody. We can't separate. And they are just teeing off against the run. And so, you know, at 12 rush attempts, whatever else, you've got to be able to stretch vertical. Now, no Kittle. Like, Ricky Pearsall got to play this week. He's got to. Like, dude, go see Mr. Miyagi. Do whatever you got to do. Rub those hands together. Put them on the knee. Pearsall, you got to play. You got to play. You got to play. Jordan Watkins, not an answer. Jacob Cowie, not an answer. Kyle hasn't trusted him. He's not going to start trusting him now against Seattle. It's not. You have the slowest wide receiver group in the NFL. I mean, shoot, you look at that play to DeMarcus Robinson, which was awesome. But, like, that dude had a 10-yard head start on everybody and made it 5 yards and they caught up to him. Like, we just don't have speed. You just don't. You need Ricky Pearsall. So a lot of misdirection. And, man, you've got to make plays. Christian McCaffrey in the passing game, that is huge. I mean, you can beat him. You've beaten him before. You just got to have Brock be Brock. You got to have Brock just go out there and sling it. And he might throw some interceptions. And, dude, do you understand the degree of difficulty that Brock Purdy is playing with right now? He has nobody that can create space. Nobody. And he's playing against these elite defenses. Seattle's way better than the Eagles, by the way, in every single facet. He's got no, like, he's throwing in, like, he's playing on heroic mode, Halo 2. You know what I'm talking about? Like, dude, if y'all have ever played on freaking legendary and heroic mode on there, like, dude, you turn the game on, you get started, you go through the first story, and you get killed from the first guy, and you're just like, what the hell? Like, like, Brock Purdy is playing on the most difficult stage. The good news is he has Kyle Shanahan. The good news is he has Christian McCaffrey. But, man, I want to run, like, here's what I would do. Not what Kyle's going to do, and he's smarter than me. I would try to get Brian B-Rob probably like 10 carries because I want to punch him in the face. I want to punch him in the face. Like, I'm going to get Robinson carries, and I'm going to go for those 3 to 4 yard runs up the middle and just set the tone. Then heavy play action. And I'm going to find a way to get Christian McCaffrey out there with B-Rob, but let's be fair, that ain't going to happen either. You're not changing things up. I wish they would. But they are not going to. Cam's dad, appreciate you, man. No Watkins, but we got what's his name? LOL. Yeah. Malik Turner, I'm pretty sure, is who you're talking about. Cam's dad, did you hear Frank Gore on Speakeasy? No, I did not. So I don't know about that one. I can't speak intelligently on that. Can't speak intelligently on anything, but I don't know about that one. Z-Tag, appreciate you, man. Do you have more respect for my Seahawks now? No. You're a good team. You have a great coach. You have a great roster. No, I don't respect you. No. Good luck to you. No, I do not. You have Matt Hasselbeck in your ring of honor. What the fuck is there to respect? No. Why would I, like, no. No, I do not. You're a good team. No, you threw, your fan base is, your team is literally blackmailing its own season ticket holders because they're selling their tickets to me. Do you understand that? You're selling your tickets to me. And I'm coming to your house because your fake-ass 12 friends would rather have money than go to the game. Fake. Not all of you. Not all of you. There are some quality Seahawks fans. But as a fan base, get the fuck out of here. Are you kidding me? Fucking clown-ass franchise. No. Matt Hasselbeck is in your ring of honor. What? No. There is no respect for you at all. None. Geno Smith is your second best quarterback ever? No. None. So, keep selling your tickets, guys, because guess what? We're coming. We are the true fan base. We are the true fan base, period. And I've been to the last 4 or 5 games in Lumen. And I love that stadium, and I love how loud they get, and that's awesome. But no, nobody was fans. There's a few of you that are actual fans. A few that are actual fans. And I appreciate you coming in here, and I appreciate your generosity. And, dude, yeah, I'm sure you're awesome, and I'd love to buy you a beer, which usually whenever I go to away games, you ask me and Rick, man, we're buying beers for the people around us. Like, we're treating everybody with respect. We're in your house. But we're in your house because your fans don't give a shit, because we care more. And so we will fly up there and go to your thing. 12s. Are you fucking kidding me? You stole it from Texas A&M, which is another joke-ass fan base. Like, no, I do not. So with all kindness, let me just say, absolutely not. Hell no. Okay, the comments, I'm a little behind. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, Skittle throwing mother effers. Yeah, no, hell no. No, I do not. And yeah, I appreciate the generosity, man. And I'm sure you're awesome. And dude, you come to our event, I'll buy you a beer on me, and I'll get to know you. And like, one of my closest friends is an Eagles fan. Shout out Scott. Like, he's a great guy. Like, he's an awesome fan. He has season tickets. He flies from the Bay Area up there to go. Like, he's awesome. There are great Seattle fans. But as a collective fan base, get the fuck out of here, man. No. No. Your mascot isn't real. No. I'm sorry, man. anyway. All right. Ask about Seneca Wallace. Yeah, there we go. Seneca, he was good. And we got ours too. Russell Wilson, yeah, he's their number one. Warren Moon, I don't put Warren Moon. I understand he played for them, right? Let's see here. Let's pull up. Warren Moon's incredible. First off, let me just say that. Warren Moon played for Seattle for 2 seasons when he was 40 years old. He played for Minnesota longer. Obviously, Houston longer. Like, I do not say Warren Moon is a Seattle. Yeah, he played for him. But that's like saying, all right, well, freaking Randy Moss is a 49er, right? Like, it's what it is. But, yeah, anyway. he can't be awesome. He's Niners fans. I love it, man. You guys are awesome. Yeah. Dude, Navarro Bowman's my second favorite player ever. Like, ever. It's Jerry Rice, Navarro Bowman. And that, like, your entire franchise history is different if that's called correctly. Then you had the injury. And then they cart him off. And you're talking about shitty fans throwing popcorn on a man being carted off. And again, not every single Seahawks fan did that. And 49ers fans have done stuff that I'm ashamed of too. But you stand up and you check that man or woman or whoever. I don't care. Hey, what the fuck? Hey, this lady, like, get her out. We are not with this. We might wear the same color and we root for the same team. This bitch got to go. That's not who we are. It's called class. And not everybody has it. Not everybody has it. Not everybody does. Oh, right here, William. I'm glad I'm around Vikings fans as a Niner fan, but this state is still trash. And people are, yeah, Vikings fans, legit. Packers fans, legit. Pittsburgh fans, legit. Like, there's so many quality fan bases out there, and nowhere in that list of elite or quality fan bases do the Seattle Seahawks even remotely sniff. They're not even close to it. They're not. Like, you go to the stadium, you don't see any old jerseys. You don't see any old gear whatsoever. Like, nah. There is nothing that makes you quality. There is nothing that makes you respectful. Right? Like, understand. There's nothing wrong with being a Seahawks fan. There's not. But just know who you are, right? Like, that's simple. Like, oh, we're the new kids on the block that don't have any history really whatsoever. And we don't value tradition, and we don't value, I don't know, man. Yeah, like, no. Aaron, Johnny right now is Ricky Bobby saying, with all due respect, before torching the owner. With all due respect. Yeah, anyway, sorry, man. I apologize if I offended anybody, except if you're a Seahawks fan. But it's what it is. I'm serious. I don't, have y'all ever been to Lumen? One of my favorite stadiums. Like, it's a top five stadium for me. But Matt Hasselbeck's name is up there. Like, somebody said, you know what we should do? Let's make giant letters of Matt Hasselbeck and put them in our Ring of Honor. That happened. And everybody's like, you know what? Yeah. that's a good idea. We really need Matt Hasselbeck. That would be a shame. And I'm sure he's great. That'd be the equivalent of the 49ers. Like, Jeff Garcia did more than Matt Hasselbeck, right? For the Niners. That'd be like us putting Jeff Garcia or, I don't know, Jimmy Garoppolo. That's what it is. It's the could you imagine Jimmy Garoppolo's, like, number being retired for the 49ers? Like, oh, and then you look at the 49ers retired quarterbacks, Joe Montana, Steve Young, Jimmy G. Like, what? What are you doing? Nah, bro. Nah. Anyway. Oof. What a cool little transition moment, right? Because it's the all hate tour. That's what this season is. It's hate. And, like, I don't know if you've got this. Let me put this back up there, Z-Tag. I don't know if this came across clearly. I hate the Seahawks. I don't respect you. You are nothing. You have been the bottom of this division for a very long time, and you had a little blip of success. And you got a Super Bowl. That was awesome for you guys. Awesome. I hate you. And this is all about hate. That's what this is. You knocked off the Eagles. Now you got the Seahawks in their house. Brock's never lost there. And then you got the fucking Rams. Let's wrap it up. 49ers playing with nothing to lose. They have nothing to lose. Seahawks have everything. And guess who's at your command? Ginger Sam Darnold. Nothing wrong with being a ginger. Just felt like put a little stink on it. You know what I mean? Sam Darnold. Protect your quarterback, buddy. Let me know how that's going to go. Your defense is good enough that, hey, it's worked really, really well. Niners coming for you, man. They coming. We'll see how it goes. You guys are awesome. Enjoyed this show. Oh, it's going to be a good week. Come party with us tomorrow. Again, we got our Zoom hangout. Sorry, I forgot to plug that again. But tomorrow. 1 hour, we're going to be together talking Niners, Seahawks, all things tomorrow, 5 p.m. Go sign up right now. This show is over. Go to the49ersrush.com. Sign up for free, 7-day free trial, Jerry Rice tier and above. Get the bets, get the video, come hang out with us Zoom. Cancel after this week if you want to. If you like it, that's how I feed my family. Stick around. But, man, come be there. Tomorrow's, playoff edition. We're adding bonus stuff now. You guys are awesome. Till next time, stay strong, faithful.